Well, as I say, in a few years I discovered hundreds of such songs. And Ollie Gilbert told me that song came from the American Civil War, but I found that it actually goes back to the 1700s in London, to song sheets, broadsides. So these ballads were printed from the 1600s to the mid-1800s. They were sold on the street corners in the ballad way. And then the printed songs would then become learned, and some people, like Ollie Gilbert, would learn them from oral tradition. The buyers tended to be ordinary people, and they were apprentices, servants, sailors. And the ballads tell a very conventional story. Eventually, they kind of become a trope by the mid-17th century, and they've continued to kind of exist in the corners of song tradition and periodically get reinvented, as we'll see. So the very first one that I've located in English is The Valorous Acts Performed at Gaunt by Mary Ambree. Which looks like this in the 17th century. Well, it appears first in the Stationer's Registry about 1590, and it became quite a bestseller, and it caused quite a stir, because by 1610, it had prompted at least three separate cranky complaints from Ben Jonson, who said... In 1610, he has morose say, "Mistress Mary Ambree, your examples are dangerous." However, nobody seemed to pay much attention to Jonson's worries, because Mary Ambree remained in print for the next 200 and some years. And so I'm going to sing you a little bit of it, and what you'll hear is this twin heroic pole stars of love and glory in the ballad.